Now, in spite of reports saying today would be Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's last day on the job, he's apparently sticking around for at least a few more days. Last week, the New York Times had reported that Rosenstein had proposed wearing a wire to record President Trump. It also said he discussed invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. But Rosenstein called the story inaccurate and factually incorrect and said there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. This morning, new reports surfaced saying that Rosenstein was going to resign. Other reports said he was on his way to the White House and expected to be fired. Then White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders put out a statement saying that Rosenstein and Trump will meet on Thursday when Trump is back in Washington. So what's going on? Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico and a co-author of Politico's Playbook newsletter. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as of this moment, Dan, our understanding is that Rosenstein was the Deputy Attorney General and, as of now, still is, right?
He is. He still has that job, at least for the next couple days. Going to meet with Trump on Thursday, and then it's kind of like the showdown at the OK Corral, where we'll have to see if what happens, because Trump has attacked Rosenstein in the past. Rosenstein has given many indications that he won't bend to political pressure, and also it doesn't look like he's going to resign willingly. He wants to get pushed out if he is going to leave his job. He doesn't want to look like he's a coward and can't take the heat.
Now, ordinarily, a deputy attorney general, it's an important job, but we wouldn't be focusing on it this much. But because Attorney General Sessions recused himself from the Mueller probe, or from the Russia investigation, which became the Mueller probe, Rod Rosenstein is really a key figure between the White House and Robert Mueller, right?
He is. He's crucial to overseeing the Mueller investigation, approving their requests for more money and staff, and also kind of making sure that Mueller doesn't go beyond his remit. I don't know how long, how often that Mueller talks to Rosenstein, but they seem to have a good relationship. Rosenstein has worked in the Department of Justice for around 20 years. He started as a lawyer in the public integrity section. And so he takes his job very seriously in terms of protecting DOJ's credibility. He knows that his personal reputation is at stake as well.
Now, Rosenstein and Mueller, you say, have had a decent relationship. Rosenstein and President Trump have not. Can you talk about what the president has had to say about Rod Rosenstein even before last week's New York Times piece?
So he's accused him of being a Democrat from Baltimore when, in fact, Rosenstein is a registered Republican. He has said that, Rosenstein is biased when that, we don't have any evidence that that's the case as well. He has also gone after Rosenstein for approving or playing a role in that FISA warrant, signing off on one of his first surveillance a couple of years ago. Trump did not want anyone associated with his campaign getting surveilled, and so he's taken that as a personal affront. When in fact, if you look at the surveillance documents, the limited portions that we have access to, they don't talk all about the dossier that Trump loves to say formed the basis of the Trump investigation. It's more about they were looking at things that were long concerns for the FBI and the justice community. It was not just because of that controversial dossier that Christopher Steele made. But that's given Trump license to go after Rosenstein, especially with that report last Friday by the New York Times that Rosenstein thought about taping Trump and also considered invoking the 25th Amendment to get the cabinet to throw Trump out of office. But those reports, while the New York Times is one of the best papers in the world, this is a complex power play between Trump, Rosenstein, and a guy named Andrew McCabe, who was also part of the DOJ and an FBI, who was a top FBI official who was tangled with Rosenstein over a number of issues. And Rosenstein, of course, he wrote that memo that pushed Comey out, and McCabe and Comey were close.
We are talking about the latest on Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, rumors back and forth this morning that he might be out of a job. Well, he's not, at least not yet. A meeting between Rosenstein and the president scheduled, the White House says, for Thursday. You can weigh in at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to the news that Rosenstein may be on the way out? Do you think Trump should fire him or force him to resign, or should he stay on the job? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our discussion now about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and whether his exit from the Justice Department might be around the corner. Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico and co-author of Politico's Playbook newsletter. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Rosenstein stay on the job, or would you rather see him fired or resign? What would it all say? What would his departure say about the Russia investigation? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls. Ray is with us in Wausau. Ray, hello.
Oh.
Ray, hi. What do you think? Okay, Ray's gone. Daniel Lipman, let's get back to what Rosenstein's departure might mean for the Russia investigation. I think Ray wanted to bring up that issue, so let's go there. What are the hopes and fears if he's not there?
Well, there are not that many hopes, but the fears would be that the next person, which would probably be Noel Francisco, who actually worked for the law firm Jones Day that did Trump campaign work, legal work, that he would oversee the investigation, would not do a very good job on that, and he might tilt the scales and prevent Mueller from continuing his work properly. And he's seen as more of a partisan lawyer than Rod Rosenstein, and he's less immune to the political forces. He's closer to the White House than Rosenstein. What's interesting is that we had seen reports from the Wall Street Journal a couple months ago that Rosenstein and Trump had an excellent relationship, and I think they had put that out there to try to make everyone think that everything was just fine. But now we see these reports that everything is kind of dissolving into a chaos in that relationship.
Yeah, and that brought us to this morning where we heard conflicting reports from different news sources citing White House sources saying that Rosenstein had resigned, was about to resign, was going to the White House expecting to be fired. At least as of now, it turned out none of that was the case. What do you make of this barrage of White House sourced stories on Rosenstein's future?
It's kind of indicative of the misinformation that comes from the White House, where we don't know what's true and what's not. And I think so people in the White House also didn't know, unless they were senior, the principals, they know what's going on. But Trump, he and his aides rushed to Trump Tower when they were in New York to discuss this. And this is kind of a side story a little bit, because the Kavanaugh news is the main topic du jour in Washington this week, and trying to figure out what's going to happen to him, that's been dominating a lot of news coverage. And so, you know, who knew that Rosenstein would eventually, his time would come to an end, and I'm sure he will make a lot of money in the private sector if he ever leaves government.
And there's argument back and forth now. Well, is the Rosenstein story meant as a distraction from the Kavanaugh story? Or is the White House taking advantage of the Kavanaugh story as a distraction from the Rosenstein story?
Yeah, everyone's creating lots of distractions. And I think the Trump White House, they like the fact that Rosenstein is the top story instead of Kavanaugh today, but that's not going to be the case come Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday is looking to be an amazing day with the Kavanaugh hearings plus this blockbuster meeting with Trump and Rosenstein. So it's possible that Trump will reject the resignation and then they will patch things up. But you don't normally see these types of flare-ups in the presidential, in the presidency, where you have the deputy attorney general threaten to resign or get fired. That's just not how things work.
And what are you watching for between now and Thursday? Honestly, with either of these stories, the Rosenstein story or the Kavanaugh story, is there a shoe you're waiting to see if, when, and where it drops?
So to take the Kavanaugh story first, he and his wife are going on Fox News tonight, and he's going to be talking with Martha McCallum. And so we're going to... they're going to get interviewed, and we're going to have to see, how he does. Does he? There's talk that, of course, he would have to use a female interview. You don't want to get interviewed by, a big masculine male for this interview. That would go against the message they're trying to send. And in terms of Rosenstein, I think it's just a matter of him thinking about: does he want to stay in this administration? Does he want to continue facing fire, even? To protect the Mueller investigation? Do Democrats pressure him to stay in that job? And also, what do Republicans tell the White House? They say, keep this guy in there because, he's kind of a buffer, a check on everything. Or do they say, push him out, he's not loyal?
We'll leave it there for now. Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dan Lipman, reporter for Politico and co-author of Politico's Playbook newsletter. We talked with him today about the uncertain future of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.